Now, the act of baptism is nothing new. It's been around for a very long time. In fact, in the Old Testament times, pre-Christ, there were ceremonial washings where the Jews would cleanse themselves from ritual impurity by immersion in water. Sometimes this was a requirement for them before they entered the temple. In other instances, baptism was used where a non-Jew would convert to Judaism. Part of the process was baptism. This was part of the initiation into Judaism. It was symbolic of being dead to who they were and being reborn or raised again in this new life, this new identity. Now, about 2,000 years ago, John the Baptist came along, preparing the way for the arrival of the Messiah. And he created quite the stir because he was baptizing people who were already Jews, who were already considered ceremonially clean. But why would he do this? It's because John the Baptist was preaching repentance of sin, not ceremonial external purity, but a purity of the heart. And the baptism of these people by John was a public demonstration of their repentance, of that change in their life. It was a public demonstration of what was going on in their hearts. And Jesus himself underwent this baptism, demonstrating that God's priority has always been purity of the heart over ceremonial or external visual purity. So is this what we're doing today? No, what's happening today is so much better. Just let me explain. When John the Baptist was taking people to the Jordan River to baptize them, this was only an outward sign of their repentance. It didn't take away the fact that they were guilty of committing sins against God. And the Bible says that the penalty of sin is death. And God, being perfectly holy, perfectly righteous, cannot allow sin to continue indefinitely without judgment. Because of our sin, we are condemned to die physically and spiritually and be separated from God. But a very short time after the ministry of John the Baptist, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, after living a sinless human life, took our sins upon himself. He became sin for us and took that sin to the cross. Jesus paid the price for our sins. He bore our death sentence so that we wouldn't have to. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says this. Says, For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Our guilt, our sin guilt was put on him so that his righteousness could be put on us. That's a pretty good deal if you ask me. But for this to be applied to you, you must consciously accept it. But how do I accept it? Let me read a couple of verses to you. Acts chapter 16 and verse 31 says this. It says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." A bit further on in Romans chapter 10 and verse 9, it says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let me break this down into simple English, the kind that even I can understand. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. This can be translated as put your trust in Jesus Christ or entrust yourself to him. Put your trust in the fact that Jesus is who the Bible said he is. God the Son, who died for your sins, taking away your guilt and making you right before God. Put your trust in the fact that Jesus rose from the grave victoriously, defeating death, and that you will too when you put your trust in him. We just read Romans chapter 10, verse 9. I want to read it again. It says, If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. The act of putting your trust in Jesus Christ leads us to profess that Jesus is Lord. Today we're going to hear the testimonies of people who put their trust in God for their salvation. They're going to confess with their mouths the Lord Jesus, and we're going to witness them being baptized. But what is baptism for the Christian? Well, put simply, baptism is an external picture of an internal truth. Baptism is a public declaration that you're identifying with Christ, with his death, with his burial as you go down into the water, and his resurrection as you're lifted back up. It's a declaration that I am a Christian, that the old me is dead and buried, and I have been born again, a new creation, reconciled with God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 says this, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." And that's what we see in baptism, an external demonstration of an internal truth in the lives of these people. It's a time of victory. It's a time of celebration, a time of testimony of the goodness of God. And as a closing thought before I hand over the pulpit to the others and we proceed with the rest of this service, I just want to speak directly to those of us who are born again, those of us who are trusting Jesus for their salvation but have not yet been baptized. In the words of the Ethiopian eunuch as he was talking to Philip in Gaza, "What is hindering you from being baptized?" In Matthew chapter 28, verse 19, in the Great Commission, Jesus says this. He says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." If you are saved, Jesus expects you to be baptized. So what's hindering you? Perhaps you're shy. Perhaps it's the thought of standing up the front that terrifies you. We can help you with that. Perhaps it's too embarrassing. Well, the cross was embarrassing. The cross was shameful. Can't you bear a little bit of embarrassment to identify with our Lord? Maybe you just don't feel ready. So I ask that you search yourself and ask why you don't feel ready. The question of baptism is not, do you feel like it or not? The question is, will you take this step of obedience or will you not? So let me encourage you today. Take this step of obedience. Be baptized. Be a testimony to others. Be an encouragement to others. Follow the example of these people who are being baptized today. All you need is water and assurance of salvation. And we have the water right here. It's going to be here for another hour or two. We can fill this thing up especially for you if you want. If you want to take that step. Or we can drive to the river and do it there. Have a chat with a deacon or with your parents if you want to know more. And if you don't know if you're saved, then maybe the Holy Spirit will move you today to talk to someone about it. It would be a blessing for you to have that discussion with someone today. So with these thoughts in mind, I want to hand it over to those who are about to be baptized today. And let us rejoice together as we listen to these testimonies and as we witness these baptisms. And let us praise the Lord for his salvation.